From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. 25 years in state prison for a Rio Del man who went on a robbery spree. 27-year-old Kristen Shepherd robbed a number of businesses in November 2016. Police say during the holdups, he usually wore a mask and always had a gun. He copped a plea to a count of second-degree robbery. He got 5 years behind bars on that and a special firearms allegation that added 20 years to his prison term. He was accused of ripping off gas stations, grocery stores, motels, and other businesses. Humboldt County Sheriff's deputies with updated information now on the dead body found on Centerville Beach. Deputies got to the scene locating a severely decomposed body about a quarter mile from the mouth of the Eel River. The coroner's office arrived on the scene. Authorities now determining that body is that of a man. The cause of death looks to be consistent with drowning. A noontime rattler outside Ferndale yesterday. The U.S. Geological Survey says a magnitude 3.0 earthquake struck at 12:31 p.m., 18 kilometers west of Ferndale. It registered at a depth of 14.5 miles. There were no reports of injuries or major damage from that tremor. LeMann's life was saved yesterday with the help of a new snow vehicle. At about 3 a.m., the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office Special Services Team deployed to Big Hill Road in Hoopa to assist the Hoopa Valley Tribal Police Department in a search for a missing man. That man, a 50-year-old Hoopa resident, left to go snowmobiling in the Big Hill Road area at about 10 p.m. on Monday night. When he did not return home, his son reported him missing. Due to the snow and icy terrain, sheriff's deputies deployed the Snowcat to assist in the search and rescue efforts. The man was located around 7 a.m., about 10 miles up Big Hill Road, spending nearly 9 hours in 30-degree temperatures. His snowmobile was found stuck in a deep snowdrift. The man treated on the scene for mild hypothermia. Congressman Jared Huffman announcing that the 2018 Congressional Art Competition is open to all high school students in California's 2nd Congressional District. The annual art contest held by the U.S. Congress for high school students across the country. Students have to submit completed works to one of Congressman Huffman's district offices or an approved drop-off location no later than Wednesday, April 25th. The winning artwork will be exhibited in the U.S. Capitol building for 1 year alongside artwork from each congressional district in the country. The winning student will receive 2 round-trip tickets to Washington, D.C. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.